Here we go. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
How to run the world like Orientals, way I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body, I'm the one that's running things. Let me take the time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you and one to meet and one to greet. Women falling off their feet. With him to eat, beat,
nah,
eat, never sleep. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, having fucking up. He never spoke up.
Nope.
He just turned his head and stayed strong while he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. That nigga also deal with pain. Trust me, y'all, he had it up. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. Don't trust in and believe in folks. That's laughing at the motherfucking nigga. Don't become the joke. Keep the hope alive. Don't let him kill your dreams. Nigga, do your thing,
man.
Don't see a wedding ring. Take every thing that you can get. Earn your money, fuck the bitch. Don't worry, yo, the daggers.
Here we go.
Who they fucking with? I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide to run the way like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body, I'm the one that's running back. Now I'll tell you about another nigga. He's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold. Everybody tried to steal him. Stayed in school, he hated home. His father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama, had him crying every night. Mama strong, learned to fight. She had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid by age, but mentally the balance was ahead again. Kept everybody happy. That's the only way he is in pain. He kept him at his very young 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem. He was smart, he hid it well. Didn't want his mom to cry or people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night and woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow, the balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids, busy in his balance.
Whatever.
There it is, wanna know my history? There it goes, balance out without a tear, sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear. I can smell your fear.
Hide to run the way like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body. I'm the one that's running back. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain he felt. He kept me locked away cause I don't stop and never get enough. Oh, the man, but I'm the nigga, and I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, a slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, my cup to lay. Break your neck, watch the step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catching on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this.
Obliterate.
Another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I was hesitating long enough. People try to keep them down, the dagger's here to pick them up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide to run away like Orientals when Godzilla comes.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having it.
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy, that means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God, why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God, my insides are on fire. No, please, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone. I think
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Oh.
boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And you know if you're tuned in right now, then you know it's Slap Sundays, where we play nothing but them slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world, all around the world. And you know it's Bang Out Radio, also reality radio, so we try to slap the stupidity out of some of y'all dumb motherfuckers out there. So remember, if you're hanging out and you're chilling out tonight, you want to call in 661-621-7559. You either chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And then, as always, I need everybody to send in their music, all independent artists, all, you know, rap, gangster rap, R&B, you know, whatever it is that you do, send it over here. I'm going to find some place to put it in rotation, all right? This is for all independent artists. This is Bang Out Radio. And let me start off, as I always do, by shouting out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because as always, without her, there is no Slap Sundays, no Triple M show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights on with Queen V, all right? And there's no Fuck You Fridays. So without her, none of this would be going on. So thank you, Topaz, for allowing me to do my thing and continue to keep Bang Out Radio moving and moving forward. All right, next, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their musical thing. Like I said, without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't have no music to play, because as y'all all know, I cannot stand the shit that be out there nowadays. So let's keep it real, let's keep it independent, all right? But definitely shouts out to those that's getting they, you know, getting signed up and doing what they got to do. I mean, we all want to get to that level. But all I got to say is just don't lose the hunger for it, you know what I mean? That's all I got to say. And last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of the day to support the show, talk about the show, spread word about the show, just, like I'm saying, that's just been here. And if you're new then, and you like it, then I hope, you know, you come back. And if you really like it, shit, tell somebody else about it. And if you don't like it, well, thanks for at least chilling out with me for one night, all right? So either way, it's all good. But, yeah, we're going to get right into it. Like I said, I got some brand new slappers, and I want to do more music than talk today because, like I said, I've been going through a lot of things right now. And I also want to apologize for anybody that may have been listening on Friday because I was really, like, I kind of, like, went off on that show, and it was just a lot going on in my personal life, a lot about that shit in Connecticut. If y'all don't know about what was going on over there, I mean, it's just, I just don't know what the fuck is going on with anything, but I done calmed down, I'm relaxed, I'm going to just get to these slappers and, you know, calm my mind, and we're going to do it like this here on Slap Sundays, all right? So thanks for being here, we're going to get into it like this, and we'll be right back. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day.
Yeah, y'all, it's your boy Philadelphia Freeway, reppin' Team Earthy, reppin' Beer Gang, and I need everybody to pay attention. My nigga Choice has put me on to the next generation of this rap shit. These niggas is the future, is now.
The future's now, so step your game up. We took the autumn on and time is better. The best of prison grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it, so just give it up.
Living in the future, man, trying to make history. Talking about dollars, the only thing that's making sense to me. Greatness is meant to be, like this is my destiny. I'm in the lab cooking hicks, and I ain't sharing my recipe. Sullivan Flow, who's effing with me? I'm repping GE, most definitely. Only Birkin's the worm, and y'all second to me. Hop in the booth and start blessing the beat. Holler at Troy like, homie, let's eat. Future is now, my nigga, let's cheat. R to the I to the N to the D. Killing the game, rest in peace. There's only one word to describe me. Man, these rappers out now, they ain't even nice. Every song on the radio sound alike. Stick up the rap, feel like this is the hype. The future is here, hand over the mic. It's over for y'all.
The future's now. The future's now, so step your game up. We took the autumn on and time is fed up. The best in prison grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it, so just give it up. The future's now, so step your game up. We took the autumn on and time is fed up. The best in prison grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it, so just give it up.
Yo, get off the bench, don't fuck with a starter. Get money, work harder, bust so hard, man. Should've did a deal with Spartan. I ain't taking no losses. Celebrating like a champ kid, giving toast with the bosses. Anyone make an offer, say get a little bit of this and a lot of bit of that. Now we're talking, yeah. For the earth shake when I drop it. Call any given topic. Trust me, man, most steps when the go when I cop it. And I'm just being honest. Give your rep RB, radio or pop it. Put it all in a pocket. Everybody wanna do what I do, what I do, what I do. But it just ain't got it, yeah. Better make a top when you in the progress. Y'all niggas should have called it. Please don't let your emotions stop up the motion. Some niggas should have brought it. Now I'm back in the game with the ties like I'm corporate. But it's below with a fortune, man. My grip ain't for the big bank. You just believe it or not. Like
the future's now. The future's now. So step your game up. We take the autumn on and turn it fed up. The path of prison grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it. So just give it up. The future's now. So step your game up. We take the autumn on and turn it fed up. The best of prison grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it. So just give it up.
Bounce back, I don't bounce back. I don't come back, I just come harder. Rapper damage it, flow inanimate. Make the devil sip holy water. Beat rock, I get rock hard. Gang bang, if you believe, believe it. On the track, fiend, like a solving diaper. No food for my son, like, let me eat it. Never get it, my rocks out. Virgin niggas get knocked out for me, knocked on. In my block home, disrespect, get popped on. Leave the air with no socks on. Weak hoes, y'all get the food. Leave a motherfucker in they underglow. Like smoking water, let pigs and cool. Coward hearted, face scared. I've been bounded, I'm incredible. Ain't what is up hit a motherfucker in alphabetical. New miracle, unforgettable. Top political ho, sick with no testicles. Homeboy, lame boy, fuck flame.
The future's now. The future's now, so step your game up. We took the autumn on and turn it fed up. Grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it. So just give it up. The future's now, so step your game up. We check the autumn on and try to spare up. The best in prison, grind and shake my game up. You can try, but you can't stop it. So just give it up.
Motherfucker, I'm Andre. I'm so ill they should put me in a quarantine. I've been spitting like this since 17. Yeah, fly young niggas with a cool team. Now we pop bottles, living our dreams. Yeah, Andre Arnaz, don't be confused with. Man, your bars ain't hot, they been extinguished. Yeah, I'm getting money, that's instinctive. And my yellow diamond chain is distinctive. My balls pull up in the Bentley, squeeze off till it's empty. I ain't talking about the milli, talking about them chicks that's with me. Yeah, I'm ill in a good way. Lemonade all off of my Bombay. And my switcher full of grape juice. And I just lined a blunt with some Grey Goose. Yeah, I told y'all I turn up in the club with a bottle and a nigga still double cup.
I'm ill and high as fuck, fly as fuck, I got the bird flu. I'm in dire need of white blood cells and some Theraflu. Or a tab of airborne, flow going airborne. Because the kush is louder than a fucking air horn. Nigga, I be spitting bacteria. Grab a tray and get in line, this is the cafeteria. I'm serving every starving artist slacking criteria. Leave them in the cold to rot like Jews in Siberia. Konzentrationslager Auschwitz. Concentration camp for niggas that had swag and lost it. Like Allen Iverson or Shine from Bad Boy. If Lamar battled him, Lamar would destroy. I also dismantle and take charge cause I'm bold and I'm ill, no cure. Call me the common cold. Mosin Rath is my title, my rhyme book is my Bible. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but my skills have no rivals, nigga.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
sucks. I can't believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. That's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
Fresh with it, you know, Fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, dagger, damn. With it, boys, bitch.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sunday's the dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. I told y'all, I'm not going to do too much talking because, like I said, I still got a lot of slappers I want to make sure we get in rotation and make sure that people hear what's going on. But what I am going to talk about is just real briefly. I don't know what's up with my boy Cat Williams. I'm trying to slap in Target employees, beating motherfuckers at his shows with the microphone, coked out, you know, canceling shows and everything. I'm like, and I fucks with Cat Williams, no homo. You know what I mean? Niggas funny as hell. But I'm just trying to, this is what I always like to think, or this is what I always like to say about people that get money. It's like, it just seems like a lot of people go crazy. You know, like just local. When you get money, when you got money and you got all the money, or not all the money, but enough money to do what you actually want to do, then it's interesting to see, you know, where things go. Like, if you could buy all the drugs, look at Bobby and Whitney. You know what I mean? If you could buy all the drugs that you want to buy and everything, it could totally fuck off your whole shit if you're that type of person. Now, I don't know. If I ever got a whole lot of money, like I said, I get a lot of money, I think I would be okay, because, I mean, at least if I spent it all on drugs, my drugs of choice, what am I going to do, smoke myself to death? I don't think I could do that. So I think I'll be okay. But I wouldn't spend it all on that anyway. But a chunk of it, yeah. But, I mean, that's all that I really need. But these motherfuckers, man, when you got a habit, this is why I don't want to even be on this type of shit. Cocaine, crack, speed, acid, you know, whatever the fuck these people be on, when they get the money to afford that shit as they want it, like, and then I want to know who they, you know, where do they get they shit from? Because it's not like they go to the motherfucker on the corner, that the crackhead go to the motherfucker on the corner. They go to the person, you know what I mean, the man. And then it also leads me to think, like, wait, hold on, what the hell is talking? Oh, y'all got to excuse me, hold on. Computer's doing some weird shit. But it got me thinking, it be having me thinking, like, would the weed bag, I mean, do you brag about that? Like, if you're the cocaine dealer, like, say a Cat Williams cocaine dealer, do you brag about that? Like, man, I just sold, like, you know, nigga, a grip of this shit, nigga, the Cat Williams, man. You know they drop cash. You know, they don't buy no chump amount of shit. You know what I mean? They drop cash. Like, man, I need that, and they get a lot of that. So it's like, man, I don't know. That's just interesting. What else? Now, most recently, there's a warrant issued out for Cat Williams' arrest, which is, oh, man, which is hurting my feelings. Let's see. Williams became a wanted man after he didn't appear for his arraignment on Wednesday. The Pern funny man is being charged with assault, harassment, and obstruction charges stemming from his bar fight in Seattle 3 weeks ago. Okay, so they ain't even got to see bar fighting in Seattle, you know, slapping people in Target. What else we got? He threatened a bar manager with a pool cue and threw a cigarette at a woman. Williams' attorney was reportedly at the arraignment, claiming his client didn't appear because of a medical issue. The judge, unmoved by the attorney's explanation, immediately issued a bench warrant for Williams' arrest, along with his latest run-in with the law. The comedian also has contended with fans seeking justice from his onstage wrath. And last Friday, a video was released of William assaulting a man with a microphone during his time in Seattle at a Paramount Theater. The assault victim, Carlos Castellino, filed a $250,000 lawsuit against Cat and the theater. Like, see, and when you rich, or when you got money, or people know you got money, they're looking for a reason to fuck with you, to get you to do something so they can get some of your money. Like, this is what people don't realize. This is why, like I said, if I ever do get rich, if I ever get out there like that, man, I'm strictly, like I said, I'm going to do my shows, going to go do my music or whatever, and I'm going to my hotel room. I may go to the club. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hang in the mix of shit, you know, in the mix of certain things. Man, I'm not fucking with that, man. All it is problems. Nothing but problems. And you can't be on that next level cocaine shit because, I mean, you around people and you coked up or whatever. I don't know about y'all, but I've seen a lot of videos where people be really, like fucked up, walking in the streets, like, butt-ass naked. Like, what the hell? Like, off that shit. Motherfuckers, it's crazy. I don't know. But I can't do nothing about it. But what I can do is I can play some more music. Because, you know, we still got more slappers to keep going. Like I'm saying, it's a lot of new music that I've been getting, y'all, man. And I want to keep some other shit in rotation. Because, man, it's just so much to choose from. But we're going to do it like this. Be right back.
Yeah, man. Remix. I brought a couple of friends with me. He at the point of no return, on me.
And I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say it's on my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reapers with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't see the shape. I got a lot of bad habits that I can't break. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to pick before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef, I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is devil played a hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't scaring no feelings. So if you don't know, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil, fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to this time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm searching the portrait that I paint. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart's telling me it's a game with time enough to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and say they'll never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
My heart is telling me to be different. About time for me to move on. Follow everything that I learned. I'm at a point of
no return. I ain't nervous, we're running on favor. We're brothers here. Play high, he left me in my smile face. This girl wins his mission.
Now I've been living on the edge of
since the day I was born. I done made it 30 years, I still got lessons to learn. See, Dagger keeps an open mind in time. You will all remember me. The LA niggas showing middle fingers to who's doubting me. The prophecy. So many niggas tried to steer me wrong. And so many bitches claim they love me cause my dick is long. I avoided baby traps with lazy bitch and ghetto rat. And all them hating niggas I was plotting on my paper sack. That's a wreck, you hear the track, he at the point of no return.
He's on fire.
Fuck them, I ain't pissing on them, let him burn the quarter turn. They let me go, the prosecutor did a jack. Cause I done did a lot of shit, but Popo just ain't got me yet. Robbed a steal, but didn't kill. Maybe I'll see heaven still. But it's hell on earth, that's why I'm smoking, drinking, popping pills, let's make a deal. All you gotta do is stay up out my way. I'm past the point of thinking, I'ma listen to my heart say.
Return this motherfucker. SME. I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo.
With a beard, curly hair, pinstripe blazer, I'm out of here. Applaud me and bow to the swag king. I am a cannibal animal, highly flammable. People say I'm crazy, I don't think so. A little different, some say you weirdo. Call it what you want, I'm past original. A crazy individual with no mind control. It's Fright Night, I'm killing the nightlife. If you're scared, you better go and get a nightlight. Cause I'm hiding in the closet or under your bed. I'ma do the creep so you can call me Fred.
I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo.
one was suspended too. Casey Ray, we some weirdos, dude. Creeping through your neighborhood. People say we misunderstood. Catch us all up on YouTube. We got our own channel with Buku View. Start the party without a crowd. We hit the club and we shut it down. You can ask around, we the best out. We swag that with a different style. Hopped up in the spaceship, take off to another planet. London, Bindu, EJJ, y'all, yeah, we know you cannot stand it. Kicking it with the aliens, cause our space a crash landing. Boopin', I'm a weirdo, I just drunk, we let you haters have it. MIB investigation, certified weirdos, let's get crazy. Will we take you to white world? Yeah, I bet you say it's the greatest.
I'm a weirdo.
My bad, y'all. Give me a second. One second. All right, here we go.
Don't say it sound like a love song, but this a grinding all night, fuck the club song. From living on the block with them gangsters doing wrong, this public housing only way we know to get it on. Some sell they soul, remaining real, you see I'm holding on. In the battlefield, wounded soldier going strong. This ghetto life has got me catching up to God quicker. Cognac, a little weed, I love that hard liquor. Mass destruction to the fake when we bomb thicker. Come tell your block apart, it feel like Vietnam, nigga. Give it to my TG, let the puppy kill you. For mozzarella, Sprilla team, full of pink Priscillas. Deal you a deadly hand, tell them suckers meet the dealer. Was born in warfare, family full of bad gorillas. The only way we know is on the block, hope God can heal us. The only way we know is on the block, hope God can heal us. The wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield. To the wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield. Say you could die today, cause in these streets you never know. I execute my moves like chess, you know we ride for dope. Death to all my enemies, make these niggas bleed. Since 87, I've been mama's young corrupted seed. Puffin' trees, poppin' E, tats on my sleeve. Prepare for war, boots tight like I'm overseas. Everybody claim they gangster, not food and peace. Turn your brains to spaghetti for Parmesan cheese. That's what I'm running after, such a heartless bastard. Mama pray every night, but I don't see the pastor. Say my blessings coming, wish it was moving faster. Dedicated, motivated, hide in the plaster. Home to stealing motherfuckers, can't defeat the master. Only way we know, rap selling drugs are ball. Educated like pot, I surpass them all. Hand on my ball, keep my back against the wall. The wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield. To the wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield.
Man, game over, man. For all you little whack-ass rappers out there talking like y'all niggas is good, nobody can fuck with you, man. Get over yourself, man. We out here. Squad up.
Till the wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield. Till the wheels fall off, I remain ill. Let me reassure you for the meals we conceal. This that mass destruction to the fake I reveal. Death to all my enemies in the battlefield.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them. 100%. You can't get no higher than that. No. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoy it.
Not that much.
Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though.
Sure.
I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing. But I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Right.
But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me.
Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
What's your name? Don't think that's,
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
What that shit do, Radio Man? It's your girl, Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, again, if you want to call in, as always, 661-621-7559. You either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And speaking of people trying to holler at me, we got some people in the queue that's trying to see what's up. Let's see who we got out here. Straight out the 469-9641. You got Dagger, what it do?
Yeah.
Man, that's a new area code, man. What the fuck?
You know me, man. I face with your numbers.
I'm like, man, who the fuck is this? Like, man, what it do, Pippa? How you been?
Oh, man, lovely, man, lovely, man. Just getting ready for Christmas, dog.
Hey, as you should, man. It's good to know somebody's going to get ready to enjoy this motherfucker, man. I'm the Grinch this year around, man. Maybe next year.
Man,
but,
it can't be like that.
But, man, let people know what's going on, man, where you at, what's going on. I mean, for those that may not know, of course, you know, I know, but some people may not. Let them know what's up.
Ah, man, once again, it's your boy Levi, the motherfucking Kev, you know what I mean? Just Google me, dog. The Gift and the Curse comes out, you know, September 2K13.
Uh-oh.
Of course, No Return, the remix is the current single.
Yes.
Never Give Up.
Where's the part two?
Never Give Up
is
the next single.
Where's
yeah,
the part two?
You know what I mean?
Part two still coming?
Yeah, part two
okay.
will be here.
See,
what do you think?
I got the inside track on that. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, but, oh, man, killing out there in the game, man. But, man, congratulations. How's the thing at the, you know, the label? Everything going good?
Oh, yeah. Everything. It's, you know what I'm saying? Everything comes set right now. You know what I mean? I could be happy.
For sure. Well, man, any shout-outs you hanging out, man? Any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Or you just passing through real quick?
I'm passing through. Let me see. Shout-out to, you know, Bang Out. Shout-out to Topaz, Shay, XMV. You know, shout out to my nigga Dagger, man.
Man, good looking.
We about to push up on two years, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, almost 2 years already? Really? Two?
Just like that? Just about.
Damn, man, it's crazy. And so much has happened in 2 years, you know? But I said, y'all, as much shit as I be talking, like I said, this year right here, man, I'm feeling real good about this, man. You know, I done wiped the slate clean, got rid of a lot of bullshit, you know, dropped a lot of extra baggage, you know what I mean? And I'm hitting the new year fresh, you know what I mean? So it's gonna be interesting to see where we can go, y'all. So
wait, you hitting the new year fresh, my nigga? you know what I'm saying? You know, you already know the bullshit I done went through this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody, man, it's been a rough one around here, man. Just and I ain't even, you know what I'm saying, I know about it, but you know, I wasn't there, and it's like just to be in it was probably even on some whole nother shit because I didn't even like hearing about it, you know. But hey, we all here.
Hey, it's cool though.
What I want to say is, that's me to leave. I mean, everybody out there listening, we need to make 2013 the year for the real motherfuckers, man. All this other bullshit out there, this needs to be, you know, the reality year. So anybody that's out there on that real shit, you know what I mean? Not that bullshit, nigga. We need to rise up and ride this year because there's too much other shit going on, man, and I'm tired of it personally.
Yo, all I got to say is, I'm going to send a special shout out, you know what I'm saying? Because Every real ass female that holds her nigga down, I salute you. I got me a real one. You know what I'm saying? My wife, if she holds me down, I be fucking up. Nigga be fucking up. You know? But hey, that's my baby though. I love her.
There it is.
She love my hard headed ass.
For sure, man, Levi, man. As always, man. Ain't no telling what next number you gonna check in from, man. Like I said, you got all kind of shit. But man, yeah, fuck with your boy. Holla at me and keep me posted, man. Like I said, on anything you need, you know I got you, right?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Levi Kev checking in, good looking out. And who else we got out here? Straight out to 323-7613. You got Dagger? Wait, almost. You almost got Dagger. There you go. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's cracking? Who this?
Sassy but classy.
Hey, how you feeling?
Fine. I've been,
good.
You know, checking out your little radio show on
my
Facebook.
Oh, my little radio show.
It's all right. You're doing better than me. I wanted to work on something like that.
Oh, you do? Well, shoot, I'm trying to get some new shows together. You know, I'm looking for people that are dedicated and everything like that. I mean, hey, it's like I said, it's a new year. Don't tell them what may happen. But it's got to be something you seriously got to do. You know, we real over here.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, we got to have something we have to talk about a little bit more. But what's going on with you this Sunday?
Nothing. I have been checking out you on Facebook and Scout and all that. You hit me up on Scout, I hit
right.
You back. Or whatever, and I was just calling to see and check it out and see what it was about.
Finally, huh? So you enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah. Keeping it watched over here.
Don't sound too confident, but it's okay. A little bit of confidence is better than none. You was actually supposed to be a beauty. I still ain't got none of the stuff that I'm supposed to be. So you could have a proper, you know, so we can get things done properly. But, see, you know, this is just a little preview, I guess, or whatever. But, I understand that it's cool you called in, you checked in, because people don't believe me when I say certain things. You know, people always think, because I know there's a lot of people out there that be on that bullshit when it comes to, like, you know, hitting girls up on things and everything like that. So, I know that's probably so it's good. I sparked up enough interest for you to be like, okay, let's check it out. But now that you see that it's real, then it's like it's a whole different story, huh?
Yeah. And okay. I'm going to work on that.
Now you're going to work on it.
I told you something like that, though.
It's cool. I understand. That's part of the bullshit I always got to overcome. There's always some other motherfuckers out there fucking up shit for, you know, real niggas like me. And, you know, So I got to go through the extra shit in order to, you know, make shit happen.
Not too much extra. You good.
All right. Well, thank you. You hanging out? Are you hanging out for the night, or you just stopping by?
Because
you're more than welcome to hang out, but that means you got to, you know, chill, conversate. Your background can't be all loud, you know, if you're going to hang out. But that's up to you.
I can hang out.
Uh-oh. She's going to hang with me for a little while. Who else we got out here, though? Straight out to 424-7037. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yo, what's good with it?
Hey, mama. How you feeling? Who's this?
Hey, this is Gabby B.
Hey, Gabby. See, all y'all first time callers finally checking in with the boy. Thank you. Good to have you here. How are you feeling tonight, Gabby?
Yo, I'm good. I'm proper. Got my little drink in my cup. You know what I'm saying?
See, and I'm so jealous right now. What you sipping on, Gabby? I wish I was sipping on something. What you got?
I'm sipping on a Peach Amsterdam. That's just fire.
Everybody's fucking with the Peach Amsterdam, especially with the ladies nowadays, I've noticed it. It's like it's either Moscato, Pink Moscato or some shit, Pink Amsterdam.
Not even, because I used to be stuck on the UV.
The UV too. I fuck with the UV. It just depends on what you really got in your pocket sometimes. You know, sometimes it's like it just depends on how much you need. You know, like, you know what, I got maybe $5-$10. You know, you can get a big ass, if you go to the right liquor store, you can get a big ass thing of UV for like $10.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're trying to do. Like, it just depends.
Most definitely.
But just chilling, maxing, and relaxing. Well, shoot, I got two brand new ladies chilling with me tonight. Now, it is Slap Sundays, all right? Now, on Slap Sundays, this is on top of playing these slappers from these independent artists. Now, we usually try to slap the stupidity out of people because we understand that, you know, dumb shit be going on in the world. We can all look at the news and we can see the dumbness that's going on. Now, let's start with Sassy. Sassy, what do you think is the number one thing going wrong with people? Like, what's the dumbest shit that you just, like, maybe it's a pet peeve of yours, or you see guys do it, maybe you see girls do it. Just what's just so fucking dumb to you that you just don't understand? You get what I'm saying?
So much. The fake.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so much
to choose
fake.
From, but I mean, really, like, what really irks you, though? Like, what
irks me? Fake. Like, example today, like with men.
Uh-oh.
Example,
right,
like, this dude hit me up, and I ain't trying to sound like a gold digger or nothing, but I was actually a little hungry. But he had been hitting me up saying, oh, you want to, you know, go grab something and all that, you know, other days, and I was sick. So when I finally said, well, what's up, you know, I'm a little hungry, take, you know, snag me something to eat or something, and he goes, oh, I'm sick. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just left it alone, like, okay, you sick. But then he hit me up 10 minutes later, talk about, oh, well, can I come and see you? I don't feel good. I mean, can I come and see you? And I want to spend time with you, but you was just sick. That's stupid.
Yeah, but see, even if he'd be sick and still want to spend time with you, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That means you would still have to come to my house, which you said you was too sick to come to earlier to bring me something to eat.
Well, that okay. Well, I'm just like I was trying to play.
That was stupid.
Like, times out of 10, what is the nigga's definition of come and kick it? If you couldn't buy me something to eat, but you want me to come
thank
over?
Thank you.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah.
I already like y'all. This is exactly why I'm doing this. Now, Gabby, what's up with you? What pisses you off? It could even be the guy thing. See, y'all ladies should call in on Wednesday night because that's hump nights. That's where we talk about adult matters and adult topics and really put people on blast. So just a thought, you know what I mean? But we still on Sunday. So what's your biggest pet peeve about, I don't know, people, you know what I mean? Just what bothers you?
You know what? Lately, it hasn't been anything that's been bothering me lately. I've been dealing with my own little personal issues. Who doesn't? But pretty much the only thing that's been getting on my nerves lately is all this shit about the end of the world. Like, we just
oh, my God. Okay, you're all right. My best friend, oof, she was getting my nerves with that.
Your best friend believed that the world was going to end?
Yes, I'd be like, she called me talking about it's tough, and I'd be on another subject, like, how I'm going to get to work. And I'd be like, if the world was going to end, it would have ended already.
Yeah, that's my thing. My thing about that whole thing is, like I said, if the world's going to end, if it was just going to blow up or everything was going to, there's nothing you
can
do about it. So it's like, what are you worried about it for? You know what I mean? It's one of those things like, it's like there was some movie, I forget what movie it was, but remember
2012 probably.
Well, no, not 2012, but that one too. But, I mean, they had a chance. You had to run your ass off and get to certain places and everything. See, me, I would have been dead in 2012 because, you know what I mean, maybe would have probably been at work or something and the ground would have just opened up. You know what I mean? Yeah, or something like that. But, you know, what I'm thinking about is there was a scene. I forget what scene it was, but it was some movie, and the dude and the woman is just standing on the beach, right, and the big-ass tidal wave is coming. And, you know, they can run. They're like, nah, what's the point of running? Because it ain't going to matter. So they just stood there, you know, held each other and kissed. And then the wave just took them. You know what I mean? It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just saying.
It ain't nothing you can really do.
But
there
ain't nothing you can do about it. So it's
they
like,
had
why
me.
You worry about
I got
it,
off know? That in 2000, and I was like 16, and they had me thinking the world was going
to
end.
That's
I was all scared and stuff.
Well, after that Y2K shit blew up and everything, nothing happened when all the computers were going to end and all the airplanes were going to come out the air and all this shit was going to happen. Everybody was out there buying up all the water and war supplies. People was hiding in their basements and shit. Man, come on. After that shit didn't happen, it's like, come on. The Mayans already fucked up. The Mayans must have fucked up a long time ago, so leave the niggas alone. Like, it's not going to work.
The
world's not ending no time soon. And if it does, like I'm saying, ain't nobody going to be able to do nothing about it. Chalk it up. Like,
that's like flying. Look, if you in the air already, what can happen?
You better die getting money or something. Don't be dying being a broke nigga.
And as you said, flying. It was like, and I just saw that movie. I was watching that movie. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I was watching that movie, Flight. Anybody seen Flight? You know,
I heard, but I didn't see.
Man, I didn't see the whole thing. But that dude was a trip in the movie. Like, that's some shit. The motherfucker was flying the airplane upside down. He was like, we're inverted. Like,
Denzel Washington didn't get a word for that. That movie banged, though.
No, it go hard. Like I said, I didn't even get to the whole movie, so don't tell me the end. I don't know if he goes to jail or anything like that. Don't be the spoiler. I don't want to know. But from what I saw, that motherfucker was like, and the white dude was tripping next to me, and he's like, we're going to roll it. Like, we're going to roll it? What? Like, I was tripping. Like, ah, this sick.
Wow.
And he was turned up. That's the best part about the whole movie. That's why they was fucking with him, though. But that man smoking weed, was drunk all night, had vodka and shit, coked up. That nigga was turned up flying that plane like that. Like, that's the fuck. That's fuck. You know why? Because I be driving turned up. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I be on coke and shit. yeah, or anything like that. But I mean, I smoke weed, I drink, I pop pills. But y'all should definitely be better than me. Be better than me. Don't do these things. They're bad for you.
No, I just smoke weed. I don't drink. And I don't pop pills, but I do smoke weed.
But I get turned up for when I gotta read. But then it's like, damn, I gotta drive. But then I be thinking like, man, but when I'm driving, I'm like focused. So I just felt him. I'm like, man, he turned up, but he focused. Look at him. Like, hold up, man, we're gonna fly it upside down. We're gonna glide. All the engines blew out on the thing. Like, boom, we lost all the engines.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, wait. We're floating. He's like, oh, we're floating. And then he just started catching it. Like, oh, see, that's dope, man. When he turned up, see, if he was sober, he would have been in there flipping out like everybody else. You know, weed calms you down.
They do calm you down. When I be flying, I make sure I puff some before I get on the plane.
Oh, shit, man. And then I
need to make a quick shout-out real quick.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Okay, I need to make a shout out to Leonda Dagger because that's my boo thing. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, you're going to give me shout out.
And I got a question for you. So, what's up with my offer for Beauty of the Week, though?
That's both of y'all. See, both of y'all have the offer. Both of y'all ain't sent me nothing about it. And now that y'all see that it's honestly real up here and everything, y'all might start getting on y'all stuff. I told y'all I need pics. It's the same for everybody. It's the same for everybody. 90
gave me the deal. 90 Miss Tweety 80 gave me the deal. That's my road dog. I love her.
Oh, wow.
Like I said,
I've been so busy.
I need 3 to 4 pics. I need a full bio with all your links and everything. Luckily, y'all hanging out with me now, but then we get to do a proper interview where I can get into detail about y'all and everything like that, too. But
yes.
I need the information before I can do that. So, like I said, that's y'all.
Really
juicy details. I had both of y'all a long time ago.
Well, you know what? And I have an excuse.
Yeah,
I have a good one.
I've been here. What's the excuse? Let's hear it.
My phone was broke. I just got it fixed. I've been so busy with other, like, trying
you
to
ain't gotta lie,
fix my
Craig.
Car.
You
no,
ain't got to lie.
No, I can send. Okay, I can send them now.
I'm just messing with y'all. But like I said, it's just as easy. Like I said, well, you send in the information, we set up a date, and then it's on. It's just that easy. And that's for anybody else out there listening to.
The only thing I'm confused about is the leaks. Like sending like the bio, but like.
The links. I mean, if you got, I don't know if you want people to know your Facebook. I don't know what other websites you may be on.
Anything
you want people to contact you on, your Twitters, you know, whatever, YouTube, those are links. So if you aren't any of those, then include those pages into your bio. So when people hear the interview and they're like, oh, wait, I may want to holler at her, go check her out, and they look at your bio that I'm going to post up, because also what I'm going to do is whatever you write, I'm just going to copy and paste under your picture. So make sure you write what you want. I'm not going to change anything of it. So, like I said, this is y'all. So.
Well, he'll be over there like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's real fly, you know, classy girl. You know, she's doing a little modeling shit. Oh, by the way, she gets paid, y'all. But go ahead and hit her up anyway.
I don't do that. My rep over here is really proper right now. My rep is all good over here, especially when it comes to the ladies, unless I get crossed. Then I take a bitch's head off. But, I mean, it's been pretty cool. So, I mean, it's all good.
Okay.
So, don't even worry about it. But, like I said, so y'all still hanging out. I'm going to get into Dagger's double play real quick. So, I mean, for y'all that don't know, these are two of my tracks that I get to play back-to-back real quick. And then we will be right back. But I'm actually going to include my Widow Boys in it because that's the group we're working with. Make sure y'all check out the coming real soon, The Belt and the Crown, the double album, the mixtape, and the album at the same time.
Didn't
so yeah,
concert?
Huh?
Didn't they just have a concert?
Did we have a concert?
Yeah.
We do a lot of concerts every now and then. Oh, you know about the Witted Boy? You know about the Witted Boy? You heard about it?
Yes.
We
wow,
be doing concerts.
Cool.
I like that. That's cute that I've been heard about. I love that. Like I said,
yeah.
I wasn't even expecting that, but thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's us. Let me find this music real quick, and then we'll be right back. Like I said, chilling with Gabby, chilling with Sassy, but classy. And here we go. Just for the ladies, usually I play this on West Coast Wednesdays, but I love this so much, and I got y'all chilling here for me. This is just me being funny here. Here we go.
Dang it.
Wait, we're almost gonna go. Hold on.
Wow, you funny.
Oh, fucking delay. This is bad. Make sure, if you watch the internet, you gotta do a show through the internet. Make sure you plug it into the wall. Don't try to catch anybody's Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi be fucking up some. But here we go.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Because that's what I need.
Yeah,
that's what I need. A with it, girl.
Precious lessons, sessions of getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoke and some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gone for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she...
My bad, y'all. Change my mind real quick. Yeah, here we go.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest, we don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
We on, like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Laugh at me, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, oh, it's the ratchets in the varmint. I keep the gutter, street usher taught my originals how to get this money. And keep it coming, hardship with a hustle. And it's just because we run them. Pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making executive moves off pills and mushrooms. I shop us on blocks where we known to get loose. Start to Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit highly consumed. Toasting to no truth, so for cranberry juice and absolute. Witty gang west hood bound, absolute blocks get abuse. Turned up at high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest, but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition.
What else?
I tell them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes.
Lame.
Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the click, I'm with sick.
I'm fresh, the best
and
with
it. And beef up,
whoa, 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 hold
what's
up.
With it, gangsta gutter, my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing a motherfucker. So please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue was cool because nobody come close to with it, gang pumpkin. Can't nobody do it like
niggas
we
think
do.
They got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
Bodie B got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty, we the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh, nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef. With similes and metaphors, I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, quote the raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over, never beat the witty boy that shows. And we never sober, never think you know me, never fixing your facts. These niggas think they us, they think they witty. Never that, we come from different lives, but witty boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witty gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest, but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
Hold up, y'all. It is about that time. With it, boys.
With it, gang.
With it, mob.
The bell and the crown,
gang.
Nigga.
We on it. What we about to do?
Turn it up.
Transcripts, I'm official.
Official.
Who won what? Microphone vandal. Bullets made of aloe. Black flannel out the shadows. I'm the son of doomsday. The fade taker. I take your top off. Toupee. This witty gang rap. Tactical warfare with subliminal attacks. I'm all about the currency. I serve you as a courtesy with this automatic weaponry. Good found reppin', I'm a reputable. Opponents don't want it, leave them hanging from my testicle. And I'm poised under pressure. I rob you for your cheddar with this little black Beretta. And to the lame niggas watching, hesitation not an option. I'm popping, popping.
Turn it up. Rockin' Pirelli's, burner tuck by the belly, nigga.
Turn it up.
Who got the pills like the blunts? You got the drink in the cups? Fill it up, nigga.
With
it, repertoires, we go hard. T.T. Frankie, Cleo, Stoney, set it off, nigga. Like a deli, nigga. Who about Machiavelli? Got you face down on your belly, nigga. Rap the bowls to get touched. We ain't gotta pop the trunk. Ready to duck, nigga.
Run and tell that.
Witty gang, it's a rap. You got beef with us, yeah. Good luck with that, nigga.
Presidential.
Signing an issue, no surrender. From the hands to the pistol, nigga. Garage your whereabouts. Witty gang, fade them all the belt and the crown, nigga.
Turn it up.
Full effect, yeah. Now we serving all you suckers,
don't get fucked up.
Cause we about money, music, weed, and drink, so fuck what a hater thing.
Y'all ain't, no, they not.
A bunch of gum flapping, skill lacking niggas, overrated killers.
We will see.
We gonna see about that. If you can handle what we bringing, I make rappers start singing. I'm
damn right.
I'm with the yeah, that's the way to get. We Rosewood and these niggas hanging from light poles with shoestrings.
But
I thought you wanted beef. You all up on your Facebook and Twitter. I'm standing
I'm
in
right
the street.
Here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm back to making my riches, flipping these bitches, brushing these haters off.
Westside LA.
Yeah, we repping that. Too many different LA fitters. Motherfucker, snap back.
Turn it up.
Now hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said. Slickback.
No, no. It's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga. I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a
yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Take Coast. Out. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast, all that. Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. And again, if you want to call in, chill out, 661-621-7559. You either chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And Sassy, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay, for sure. Just checking, making sure. Trying to see what's going on, man. And then, man, speaking of dumb shit, like I said, I'm a little more calm about this situation that happened on Friday. But, again, it was really some fucked up shit. You know that shit that happened in Connecticut, Sassy? I know you saw it. Everybody has seen
yes,
it.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. And I have
and,
a daughter.
And you have a daughter,
mine,
so I know
myself.
It's even more so for you, right? Like, what, like, honestly, like, how did that make you feel seeing that? Because, like I said, I don't got kids, so I know you might have had a whole different look at it than I did.
Man, it's kind of sad because I got to send my daughter to school every day, and I just be thinking, like, man, I don't want to send her to school. And then I get a call from the school one day saying she got killed or something. You know, that's crazy. I just keep wondering what's going on with crazy people in the world.
And this dude, I got a little bit more on this guy, right? He was 20, was armed with military-style rifle and two semi-automatic pistols. Investigators said he possessed multiple high-capacity magazines for all three weapons. So he had extended clips for all three weapons. So they say, like I said, he only got 26. But he had enough, you know what I mean, to keep going. His plan was to keep going. Like, he was really, like, Let's see. Police haven't revealed how many bullets he actually fired during his 10-minute shooting spree, but admit that he has still many, many more live rounds with him. Before he took his own life when the first responders got there. You know what I mean? Now, of the 26 victims, were all shot multiple times with the rifle. He, however, used one of the handguns to shoot himself in the head. His death was officially ruled a suicide, the Connecticut State Medical Examiner announced Sunday afternoon. The death of his mother, 52-year-old Nancy Lanza, was a homicide. The medical examiner said she was shot in the head multiple times at the family's home. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, I was saying, he shot his mom at home first thing in the morning, like woke up, like bam, shot her, you know what I mean, and then took his ass down to the school and proceeded to do what he did. So it's like.
Man, I ain't trying to be funny, like I ain't trying to like make it a one race thing, but what's up with all these crazy white people going
crazy?
No, it ain't
no whole race thing. I mean, It is what it is. I mean, white people is out here. Because, see, here's the thing, and I said it before, but I'll say it again. See, this is white folks shit. White folks will go shoot up, you know, they will go shoot up a school, kill everybody's kids, you know, whoever they can see. You seen it at, like I said, you saw it at Connecticut. You saw the white kid that went up in the movie theater, shot up everybody during the Batman movie. Motherfucker can't even go watch Batman, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the motherfucker at the, well, that wasn't a white dude. Was that an Oriental? I think there was a college. I think that might have been an Oriental, though. He might have been Oriental, if I recall correctly. But, the Columbine motherfuckers, them little white boys over there. I mean, white people think about, you know, doing this extracurricular shit. See, black folks,
yeah.
If we gonna kill anybody, we gonna kill each other. We gonna kill ourselves, maybe our girl or significant other, or maybe our own kids. You know what I mean? We'll do that.
Yeah.
As fucked up as that is, but that's what we would do. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna go to a school and just start killing everybody's kids and every. Nah, we ain't doing all that. You know what I mean? And Mexicans, I mean, Mexicans is psycho, but Mexicans is psycho in a different way. Mexicans actually, you know, they into big families and everything like that. Mexicans don't do shit to kids. Majority of them don't. Some do. You know, there's always the sick, twisted motherfuckers. But like I was saying, anytime you hear about a whole lot of people getting shot up, like at a mall or something like that, or, you know, something like that, it's you can bet, you can put money on it that's going to be a white person, because we just don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, when was the last time you heard of a black mass, you know, mass murderer dude going out somewhere in the middle of somewhere? And we don't even like police. So, I mean, whatever we do, we ain't going to do shit that's going to draw police to us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I was in the car. My homeboy, I was driving my car, and he was like, you don't have a license or something? I said, yeah, but that don't mean I want to run into the police.
I mean, like I said, we don't fuck with police, and we don't do shit that would allow police. You know what I mean? Black folks, we do shit. We try to be incognito with our shit. Anything there, that's why if you hear about, you know, a guy kills his whole family in his house, you know, police don't find the bodies for maybe 2-3 days, that could possibly be a black family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, that could possibly
stuff
be a black family.
Stuff that be on First 48, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, that's us, you know, that's crazy dudes killing their girl because she was in there fucking somebody else. That's these crazy doped up bitches that shoot their husbands in the back of the head while they sleep. Yeah, that's us. You know, we crazy like that. We do shit like that. But damn, we ain't hurting nobody else. You know what I mean? We don't go. One thing I would like to say is that I think black folks, we don't go outside of the people that hurt us initially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this motherfucker fuck with me, so okay, I'm going to kill him. You know,
yeah.
I'll kill him.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna kill him, his girl, his dinner, unless she may be in the house or whatever. You know, that black people, we do shit like that too. Like, we don't like to leave witnesses and shit either. So, you know what I mean? Just don't be a witness. You know what I mean? But basically, that's about it. We gonna kill the person we trying to kill and any witnesses that may be in the area. Them the people that's gonna get popped. All right. Now, if you ain't that, then we ain't fucking with you. You know, that's just it. But we don't sit there like, okay, we don't wake up in the morning, go in the next room, shoot our mama, like, bow. Then load up all the guns and shit and everything, and then take them down to the local elementary school and just start shooting anything moving. We don't do shit like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's sad.
In the word of Cat Williams, that has never happened in the history of niggadom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I fucks with Cat Williams. Even though he's going through his emotions right now with everything, too, like I was saying earlier, he's also crazy shit, but still, I fucks with him. Cause
yeah, man, I've read some crazy stuff on Twitter, and I don't barely be on Twitter like that. I just be
but
wondering, is it true?
In the history of niggadom, have you seen, like I said, a black dude or whatever? Like I said, or they make us look crazy in movies, but it don't really be like that. You know what I mean? You don't really see shit like that. So...
Mm-hmm.
That's and I always say this too. I always say the most rural places. I hope I keep using the right word when I say that. I don't just sound dumb. But the most, you know, when people be in the places where there's nothing going on. When I saw the school and they showed like a sky map of it, you know what I mean? Like how they showed like a picture from the satellite or something, you know, of the area. It's like the school was in the middle of like the damn woods. It looked like it was just out in the middle of nowhere. And I say this all the time, when people are put away, like, out in the middle of places where ain't shit else to do, people come up with the dumbest shit to do. And I keep saying that all the time.
Yeah, yep.
Because that shit ain't happening in L.A. You know how fast, you know, shit would have been switched up?
And, my best friend called me crying. I'm like, girl, that is not going to happen in these schools out here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'd be scared to even worry about it. Wouldn't no gunmen go to these schools because, nigga, these kids got guns in the school. You know, and the fucking teachers, probably got guns to protect themselves from the students. So I mean, we heat it out here in the city. You know, that shit ain't gonna fly. When that motherfucker shot up the movie theater, that was in some like Arizona or some Arkansas type. You know, what I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere.
In that state, Colorado.
It was in Colorado.
Yeah, the Colorado movie theater.
But I bet it wasn't like Denver, Colorado. You know what I mean? It wasn't a city in Colorado.
No,
it wasn't one of those
main city, yeah, Denver.
Exactly.
You know, that there. It's a little popular though up there. I know they be like, you know, it's like by the football team. I know a lot of people be selling stuff when it's football season.
But what happens is that's what they don't realize. It's like, when you go to cities like that, because like I said, I have crazy thoughts too. This is what I be thinking. I've had these thoughts. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I done thought about killing mass people when people I got issues. You know what I mean? But I'm in control, so it's okay. But I done had these thoughts. But like I'm saying, if I were to snap and go off and do shit like that, especially it's not really in the middle of nowhere, but we're talking about places that have, like, you know, one movie theater. They have one mall. You know, they have one of everything. You
know,
everybody in the neighborhood knows each other because they all went to the same elementary school, into the same junior high.
Neighborhoods that only have
a
certain population in there.
Exactly. This is what I mean. When you're in places like this, then you know where a lot of people are going to be at the same time and on what days. You know, Friday's like movie night. Ooh, the new Batman came out. I know everybody's going to be at this theater at this movie.
Watching,
you know what I mean? They think shit like that. You know, I can think shit like that.
It's a popular area, though. You know, my dad be selling football jerseys and stuff like that during the football season. And he told me when he was there before, it'd be a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's usually, like, sometimes during, like, the season. You know, some cities are, like, seasonal. You know, with certain things going on,
our
it's popping.
Event.
But when it's not, then it's not.
Yeah,
but
he just chose the day it was popping.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, in L.A., it'd be popping everywhere. You know what you would have to do in order to make some kind of impact out here like that? Or, like I said, you can't just, like I said, we heated out here. Everybody heated in L.A. damn near, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. That shit's just not going to pop off. And people always want to move out of L.A. to go somewhere else. And I'm like, man, I'm
Palmer.
Not going to the country and shit. And I'm not going to these. Do you see what's going on out here?
I've been in the country, so.
And ain't no telling
not
what's
a
really,
true thing.
And ain't no telling what's going on. This is the shit just we find out about. You know how much shit is going on probably out there right
there
now?
That we don't know about.
We have no idea what's going on. You know, little cults or probably all kind of shit going on out there. Man, I'm good. I'm
just Cali bound with it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. L.A.
I've thought about moving out of Cali.
I'm good right where I'm at. Like,
I've thought about it, but I wouldn't know where. Not even a clue. That's all I know.
And then I'm not fucking with it, man.
I've visited a couple of other places, though. A lot.
I mean, visit. But then also at the same time, you know, they hate us. I hear they hate us in other places.
They do
not like L.A. cats around the world.
When I was in the South for a year, they did not like me.
They do not like L.A. cats around the world. And I'm the type of motherfucker, man, like I said, if I go somewhere else, I'm still in my L.A. fitted, you know, my Laker jerseys or whatever, you know, my voice or, you know, my talk ain't going to change. You know, I'm L.A. all day with it. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
But then motherfuckers going to be looking at me like that's a problem. Like, that's going to make me mad. Like, hey.
That's how
they
was doing me in the South. Like, nobody didn't know I was not from out there until I started talking. And then I was getting mad dogged a lot.
Like I said, they do not like us. And I be wanting to go to New York and shit, but I really hear that East Coast motherfuckers still don't like us or whatever. I got two people
they
out there or whatever.
I
but I'm, and I'm not ta- and I'm talking about, you know, niggas. You know, people are cool. Like, if I go out there on some music shit or whatever, chilling and everything like that, that's fine. But no matter where you go, there's going to be niggas and ignorant niggas at that. And them's the motherfuckers that you got to worry about. And but, look. Right,
New Yorkers
we'll
got
down.
A rude attitude to me.
Yeah, so.
They got fucked up attitudes. I don't like the guys. They got. I used to deal with one for like a year. I didn't really like shit about them.
Oh, you had an East Side nigga?
A dude. I was talking to a dude from Brooklyn.
Talking about what kind of talk they have you talking about, like son? That's what they do.
I
like
his accent, but he was a straight up asshole. Like he was so mean. He start stuff with people in the gas stations. I was out there on the East Coast with him. I was thinking in my head, like, he gonna get me hurt. Let me get the hell out of here. He just used to go raw, like.
We're going to let the ladies take over the airwaves for a little while, y'all. Let's get these ladies. Because, like I said, these ladies got talent out here, too. And there's all y'all independent ladies out there as well. Like I said, keep sending me y'all music as well. If you do music or if you know somebody that got music and they want their shit in rotation, tell them to send it over, all right? But we're going to let the ladies take over the airwaves. Sassy hanging out with me tonight. And,
hey.
Yeah, here we go. Be right back. I was supposed to go smooth. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's try this again.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like guts coconut baby, dope gang crazy, 80s baby.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s. So dapper, visual, ferocious, beastie, I'm high right now. Indian, TP, humble, bitch, I'm Kobe, 3P, perfect, Mortal Kombat, fatality, line them up, run it, physically, mentally equivalent, call me Orca, underwater weed, my niggas at the rave, getting bread with a lot of trees, and I'm built strong like the clip on the old piece, 38 on me, 100 in my backpack, strapped like a martar, fist up, take that, nigga, I'ma stay black, I promise I won't touch crack, I promise I'm gonna bust back, so keep it where you stay at, my nigga, where you from? Cali, I'ma say that. Skinny jean killer, either on or either off wax. Night twist and all that. Breaking nigga Kit Kat. False fly music. Currency, we need that. Impala Navy. Guts red gravy. West Coast baby. Born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like guts coconut baby. Dope gang crazy. 80s baby.
Impala Navy. Guts red gravy. West Coast baby. Born in the 80s.
Say get her, I'm a getter. Nah, I ain't Nicki, but niggas putting bids up. Yeah, I'm kinda picky. My nigga keeps Frilla, pasta, cheese, SpaghettiOs, all about my pesos. Louisiana hot, you feel me? Fuego, me nigga, fuego. Build you up and break you down, connect, lay go. Looking like breakfast, so some syrup on my ego. Don't touch, lay go. West Coast, we roll. Hard time, we own. I say, what goes? Too fly, got dough. Cuzzo, smoke up, hater. Back up, this track bang, get up. Nika got bars, bitch, I said get up. Nika got bars. Payday, mayday, your team going down. Mayday, mayday, your team going down. Y'all ain't never seen payday.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like guts coconut baby, dope gang crazy, 80s baby.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s. Bird, I wanna fly away. Money, I be killing them. Strong high water, dipping, angrium, weed in my cranium, max out titanium. They small nigga, baby, I'm abduction, alien, platinum, priceless, big nigga stadium. Make your girl take it dumb, take her down. We be done, all the wars, we sun, brain food, numb, numb, Haitian, bomb, bomb, haters, keep your pom pom, feeding from the jar, yams, Gerber. Trash can classic, Space Jam, MJ, Spaceman, higher than the space fan, fighting for them dead men, Fetty, Rich, Blackman, alias, priceless, better than the nicest, never in a cockpit, always with a dick chick, on my Bernie Mac shit, and I just started, cash out, extra.
Like what you like to do when your birthday. All he cared about was getting mine in the work. first wave, bragging on the dragon. But I ain't care though. I had goals and dreams, and no time for the pair code. You know, teen pregnancy, HIV, STD, with no health ID. All I got in this world is one body. Can't abuse it or use it cause a dude horny. To get respect, you gotta respect yourself. To show love so someone don't have to neglect yourself. Could've had it all, buddy, without yourself. I'm keeping mine still married. Chastity belt. God, gentlemen, church boy, spirit man, loves women, responsible, hates sinning, steady job, nice car, lots of dough, here come the bras, what are the odds, he took this girl on a date, Isabel Renegade, all she wanted was a dragon and a piece of real estate, that's all she cared about by the look on the face, you wanna wax him, trap him, map him, dissect him, every check you get, you gotta give up a fraction, all because your parents came up fast, it's tragic, tell them boys, look what them scoring women, killing while you living in your own linen, nowhere to turn but your own repentance. Why they never listen? You turned her down, now she calling you gay. Now you feel you gotta prove yourself. Don't use yourself, might confuse yourself. Sometimes you gotta look through yourself. To give respect, you gotta respect yourself. Show love to someone, don't have to neglect yourself. Could've had it all, but you was out for show. You keep it here, still married, chastity belt.
Watch out, watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, so I'm not like interested in you because the only thing you want to do is like do me, and I'm not doing that, so I don't think it's gonna work. So bye.
Put that thing on that thing, see that bling, HD on my flat screen, ain't that clean, freestyle when the beat break down, run a track like a relay now, scratch your records, I'm the DJ now, that thing can make you D.I.E., over that HIV, or that STD, abomination, killer, higher nation, temptation is the door to Satan, so keep it closed and be patient. Been rapping since birth, 1987, and this
wanna keep them guessing. I like to have fun, but be caution cause I'm reckless.
I'm a murderer every time I flow. I can't help myself.
No,
I was gonna kill that hoe.
Yep,
but you killed yourself.
What these hoes gonna do, yo? It's a new bitch with a new flow. I'm the truth, yo. When I do that, I'll be killing it.
Don't you need that?
I'll be killing it.
Couldn't give a fuck less about a bitch, huh? Ain't shit you doing topping this, huh? I'm hot as fuck, yeah, I'm the shit, huh? And FYI, I'm as real as this shit fucking bitch, bitches. Don't forget it. If I said it, then I mean it. If I really want something, then I get it. If I say I'ma do it, then I did it. These hoes attempting hard to copy me. That's forgery. Blasphemy. Hey, bitch, go open doors for me. The story beat. I'm making sound effects like damn, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Good goddamn, nigga. Look what I done. I'm so on my business shit that I got actresses on my mattresses doing malice shit. All the boys, all the girls, they love that Spanish shit. I tell them, boy, the ocean. They don't even know what I said is shit. Pero sé lo que quieran, bitch. Se escribe ho. Call me bolígrafo. And I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. Huh. The fuck y'all hating on me, bro? I don't give a fuck what y'all hoes do. I'm the type of bitch who don't give a fuck, and your motherfucker should have been new. Everything I write is my real life, and no shit about me include you. I might say ho about a time or twice, but I ain't really trying to elude you. Fuck wrong with these hoes, always talking sideways parallel, yo. But this shit right here is what I do, ho. I'm the one you hear them niggas call the truth, so on your mark, get set, bitch, just go. I done made it through the trap, bitch, went pro. Give me any fucking body since you been told, and I'ma ride that bitch like a rodeo. See, this shit right here is how I made my name. How it would be the bard, I'm a beast in the game. Why you haters getting mad, I don't lose to insane. With a pen and a pad and a spark in the brain. And I love it when you love it when I say it, I explain. Get into it when I do it, live it high, it's insane. And I'm in the shit to win it, get it right, go rearrange. Motherfucker, make it hotter than a name. LeBron, bitch, I earned my spot, brought the heat to the game, I made shit. I hustle, I worked, I bought, I blocked. Stole that ball and I took my shot. And I ate that shit like a fucking exam. Now everybody know who the fuck I am. Some of us little guy niggas like, damn. Poor man, that bitch just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. I said I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, damn, I went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, now you bitches know who I am.
Just wanna party, pull it all out. So come on, girl, it's time to
ask them how you riding, nigga, who do, huh? I can do that. But where's your money for this cash? I got ATMs, but this is college. Are you funny? Like my left, right, left, right. Strip promote up all night. Cody miss with that fright. He's the nigga I like. Don't be afraid when I throw it back. Got you like red spots, about to have a heart attack. Addicted like heroin, he say I got that crack.
Radical leftist organizations, including the African Fighting Racism and Oppression, or AFRO, if you will, the Black Revolutionary Organization, or BRO.
Yeah, sure. People tell me I look like Bill Cosby all the time. I mean, excuse me, Dr. Bill Cosby, especially when I wear these sunglasses.
Yeah, my name is Roddy, son. But you know, niggas call me AKA Roddy Escobar, you know what I'm saying? Cause I be in the streets, you know? I got all kinds of names like HR Paper Stacks, also known as AKA Horse Choker, and also the Black Revolutionary Underground Heroes.
Bruh?
Yeah, bruh. AKA Pillsbury Dope Boy, AKA Louis Rich.
Like the turkey bacon?
Sunday's the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Man, yeah, man, these ladies, man, I don't know. Ladies bringing some fire, bringing some heat, man. Like I said, I never doubt the females whatsoever, but shit, man, got some tracks for that ass, don't y'all, ladies? Good job, good job, good job, good job. There is still some time to call in if you do want to get in, I think. 661-621-7559, let me bring back in who is already chilling with me. Hold on one second, let's see, can we make it work? Can we get it to work? Is it please going to work? You have to talk to your equipment. I keep telling you, like I said, I have to talk to you. Never, like I said, Wi-Fi, especially if you're stealing somebody's Wi-Fi. I don't got my own hotspot, so I'm trying to use, like, the neighbor's shit, so I'm trying to get close enough, and cold as fuck outside, and, you know, it's just a hassle right now, but I'm trying to get it to work. Hold on. on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Oh, please do it. All right, panel, hold on. Let me redo this real quick. Y'all just hold on for me for a quick second. Thank you for being so patient. But like I said, and then what I am looking at, though, what I found while I was browsing things, what I'm looking at right here is the 15 worst gifts for women. All right, now, this ought to be interesting. So what I'm going to do is once I get my panel back, I'm going to go down this list and see if people will agree with this or if they won't agree with it, especially Sassy. I know Sassy's here. I got a new caller in the queue trying to see who that is. Hold on, let's try this again. One more time. Come on. I know you can do it. You can do it. You got to will it to do it. What if I wave my hand like this? Is that going to make it work? Okay, like, all right, almost there. Almost there, step-by-step process. Man, this is like, I just can't fucking wait. Like I said, when I get situated, when I get my house, apartment, whatever the fuck I'm in, when I get my own place, you know, I mean, I'll be able to sit it, be able to sit at a desk, you know, I have a little microphone up to my mouth, I ain't gonna have to do shit, be able to have my drink and everything, won't have to worry about none of this Wi-Fi shit. Let's try it a third time, real quick. There it is. Sassy, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize about that, all right? Like I said,
it's
technical difficulties sometimes. And straight out to 3230195, you got Dagger. What it do?
Dagger, what it is, my boy, shit, nigga, Young Tip.
Hey, what it do, Tip? Checking in, man. How you feeling?
Shit, feeling good, man. Just checking out the show. You feel me? See you up there showing that love, watching the game. That's it, man. Chilling.
Hey, as you should, man, as you should. No problem. Well, for those that don't know, man, like I said, you know who's out there listening, let them know where they can find you, where they can check out your music, man. Like I said, I played that Battlefield earlier. So that was this is the man on that Battlefield right here, Young Tip. So let them know where they can find it at if they need to go look for it.
Yeah, I seen you doing that. Much love. But y'all want to check out Battlefield or my whole first mixtape, Body Bags Volume 1, you can find it at hotnewthehiphop.com. Just look up your boy, Young Tip, YUNGTIP. And then go on that mixtape link, click on that, download, you feel me, spread the word, show that love.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. And then before you get up out of here, y'all, Tip, man, what's the number one thing, you know, we need to change in the world right now, man? It's Slap Sundays. We try to slap the stupidity out of people, man. What's, like, you know, your biggest pet peeve maybe about situations or just what the fuck is stupid to you out here going on right now?
Boy, I guess I called in the right motherfucking day. I think basically with niggas, period, you feel me? Niggas got to control their emotions when it comes to business, you feel me? And just know you can't put certain stuff before business. Like, you feel me? That's out to niggas. That's to niggas who listening. They know who they is, you feel me? Control them emotions when it comes to business, baby. It's just business.
Well, there it is. There it is, y'all. Yeah, like I said, just make sure when it comes to business, man, you do business right. You up front with everything. Like I said, none of that hiding behind, you know what I mean? Put everything on the table, and it's like, it's either we're going to do this or we're not. I mean, whatever that business is. But make sure everybody's on the same page about it because, man, motherfuckers is grimy out here nowadays, man. Like, everybody out here trying to get it. So just be
you
careful.
You ain't never lying.
But good looking out, Tip, man. Like I said, keep shooting me the music. You know I'm going to see you notes in rotation, man, all day. So you know I'm always going to find a place for it. So make sure you stay up with me, all right?
I appreciate it, my nigga. I'm going to send you some more shit. Don't even worry about it.
No problem, man. I'll be waiting for it, for sure. Good looking out.
All right, go.
All right. Yeah, checking in. Now, here, real quick before we get out of here, Sassy, because like I said, I found this little list here. And you let me know if some of these things are, you know, you can harp on it. You can go into them a little bit if you would like, or you can just say yes or no. All right? Now, these are things that men should not buy women. These are the worst gifts that they should get women. All right, and we're going to start from the bottom. Now,
okay.
Number 15, it says candy. Now, many women love chocolate, but it's not significant enough for the holidays. Is that true? Like, I can't just go get, like, the big-ass C's candy or whatever and everything and be
yeah,
straight?
Yeah, I love C's candy with me.
Okay.
I can't really talk for other females.
Huh?
I can't really speak for the other females because
no, I mean,
some want more.
I mean, you know, that's one thing. We know, you like I said, you're not speaking for all womankind. But, okay, but candy, but we're talking like this. It's Christmas. You know what I mean? You go down to the tree and you open up the thing and you got candy. That would be okay for you. That would work for you.
If I go down to the tree, it'll work if it's not melted.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool, though. See? Okay. Now, let's see. Uh-oh. Okay, what about last year's gift? It says that, okay, so like I buy you a gift 1 year, and then I buy you the updated version of the same thing the next year.
No.
No.
No, not having that.
Okay, that's not going to work.
Not even close.
All right, okay, now we're going up. Number 13, flowers. Now, they're saying that flowers isn't enough because you can give a girl flowers at any time. So it's not enough for Christmas? I can't just bring you, like, flowers?
No.
Ah, damn it. All right.
No,
so far, this list is pretty good. Okay, let's see. All right. Oh, I can't give you, it says alcohol. So I can't bring you alcohol. I can't bring you a bottle of wine. I can't give you wine on Christmas. I can't give you wine. Because here's what it says here. It says a bottle of wine is nice for housewarming parties, but it's not quite as classy when you give it to a woman as a holiday, birthday, or anniversary gift.
No, no. That's something you should bring if we just hanging out in general.
All right, let's see. This was cosmetics, including wrinkle cream. Now, see, I wouldn't even buy a girl cosmetics in the first place, period, because I don't buy that kind of stuff.
The best thing to do for stuff like that is a gift card. Like, I wouldn't want no dude getting me no cosmetics, because he wouldn't even know what to get.
Yeah, like,
not unless he know me very well, but I'll still just take the gift card instead.
But this one I don't understand. I don't know what cash. I can't just give you money? Here, take this and go buy what you want.
I wish. I mean, that's not a bad idea after all. I mean, dudes ain't
just
don't be
right
trying to do that.
Giving a girl cash is a bad thing because it's just a thoughtless. It's just like you gave her like a thoughtless gift. It's just thoughtless. It's just like here, like you're buying her off. But I mean, why? I don't. Because then you get to get exactly what you want. Like here.
No,
like, you
know
what I mean?
Why,
like,
females even say that. I mean, they crazy. Cash all day, no problem.
All right. Still coming up now. Number 9, perfume. Again, something else I wouldn't buy a girl anyway. Like, if you wanted Lady Gaga fragrance, I would not go buy Lady Gaga for anybody.
I mean, I love perfume, but so I don't. I think it's a nice gift.
Dude, but you would take it from a guy if a guy gave you some perfume. All right. Number 8, tacky novelties. Now, what is this? Now, she's not going to be as amused by the singing coffee cup. Oh, that's what it means. Okay, like a singing coffee cup or the joke present. Like, you wouldn't find that funny. Like, you got the big one.
A singing cup,
or you get like the big box. They got the little box in it, but you thought it was the big box, and then all it's in
it. Oh,
yeah. Oh, like that's that.
Crazy. And that'd be wrong. And I've actually done that to people before.
Oh, you've done it to people. But
yeah,
you know,
well,
I
put a little box in the big box, and I wrapped it up like they was finna get something great.
See, it's going to happen to you one day. What goes around comes around. See?
That was right happen. Out, I know.
Number 7, tickets to sporting events. I mean, I guess if a girl likes sports, then it would be okay. But if
you're
a diehard
sports,
fan,
it'll work for me.
It'll work for you. Now, who you like? Who's your team? What do you watch? Basketball, football?
I love basketball, but I don't want to say because I might lose a lot of fans.
It's reality radio. Hey,
Miami Heat all day.
Lost me.
See, I knew. See,
I'm hanging up on you now. I'm hanging up on you. No, I'm just playing.
See, I knew that was coming.
Okay. Miami. Oh, see, my dad love you. You know, LeBron and them, huh? My dad love you.
I love some LeBron. What's up?
Well, it's not. It's all about Kobe. Fuck LeBron.
Oh, wow.
Kobe.
He can play, though. I'm not
Kobe,
no hater. I'm not a hater. Dude got mad skills, but I'm just not a big fan of Kobe.
We're going to see them niggas in the finals, and we're going to see what's going to happen. No, just fine. All right. We can do sports all day. Let's keep going. Now, that'll be cool, though. Like I said, let that happen, and let's see what else we got. Gifts for yourself. Buying her the new flat screen TV you want and calling it a gift for her. I don't know, but I think that's something for the house, because I mean, it's not like you're not going to use the TV.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a gift for me because he'll be into the TV more than me.
All right, well then fine.
Especially if sports is on. That's really what he's getting it for anyway.
Now, this is just dumb. Diet or fitness products. Yeah, I wouldn't give a girl that anyway, because it says here you're asking for trouble. It's like, yeah. Like
what again?
Diet or fitness products. Like you go down to the Christmas tree and you open it up and it's like a weight set. Like,
oh,
or like,
no.
Or like some diet pills. Like here,
I
baby.
Mean,
so diet.
I take the West, the weight set over the diet pills. But no, all of it is bad.com.
All right. Now, number four, anything that can't be easily exchanged. Now, why? Now, see, that's I don't like that one because if I
don't like it either.
If I get you something that's easily exchangeable, then that means it's somewhat cheap if it's easily exchanged. You know what I mean? So that's just what I get from that. But then if I get you something that's all, you know, custom and everything like that that you can't exchange and you don't like it, then I'm stuck with that. So it's like, I don't know. See, this is why when it comes to gifts for me, I basically, like I said, I don't do all that. It's just like, yo, what do you want? If I can afford it, then I'll get it. You know what I mean? Or I'll try to put something on it or whatever or anything like that. I don't like trying to shop for people. I don't like trying to guess what people may like or anything like that. It's just like, yo, what the fuck do you want? Like, and just call it that.
I'm a gift card person. You cannot go wrong with a gift card.
You
can't. Like, anybody ask me something, I'll be like, where you like
gift
to
card.
Shop at? Walmart, you can't go wrong with that. Men and women, babies, everybody you can think of. Like Walmart.
Okay, now we're in the top three. Now, number three, a framed picture of yourself. So you wouldn't want a picture of me on Christmas?
Yeah. If I get a picture of you for Christmas, though, it can't be like no average picture. It got to be one of them pictures you went to one of them photographers, you know, like they
be
going to them reality
shows. But it would be okay, though. But I mean,
as
a kid, like that's the only gift you got, that's all you got for Christmas was a picture of me. That would be okay?
No, that wouldn't be okay, but just
the
picture of you.
Okay, so one out of the gifts can be a picture, just not the only. Okay, this is why we do this. You know, people may be out here listening. It's the time of giving. You know, people are trying to help people right now, trying not to get people shot and shit out here.
Yeah, they're going crazy out here.
Now let's see. Number two, clothes. Clothes are a no-no for several reasons. There's the size issue. Yes, very true.
Very
if you
true.
Get her something too big, she'll probably be offended. If you get her something too small, she might feel bad about herself. So, and there's also a style issue. Is all this true?
The size would be more than the style. I mean, not unless you're talking to one of them type of women that's materialistic.
The bougie-ass bitches, huh?
Yeah, materialistic, then it'll be more like the weight thing. It just takes me back to my first thing, gift cards.
Yeah, and then last but not least, the number one gift that you should never get a female, a woman, is an appliance that she did not ask for. That's what it says here. So,
appliance she did not ask for.
I kind of agree with that as well, because, I mean, you don't, girls already be on enough shit about having to clean up and do certain things like that, so then it's like, here, babe, I got you a new vacuum cleaner. Or I got you a new dust mop or something.
We should have all that shit in the house already.
But no, this is the brand new Swiffer with the built-in jet, you know what I mean?
Let's go shopping together and get it. I don't want it as no fucking gift.
Well, all right, y'all. That's the top 10 right there. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. We out of time. So, man, Sassy, thanks for hanging out with you. Like I said, first time here, but you hung out through the whole show. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I really did.
Once you send me over that stuff and you set up something and everything, we'll set up your proper interview and everything, but you are always more than welcome to come through and hang out anytime, all right?
I got about four
shows, so, I mean, you got time throughout the week to holler at me. But, before you go ahead and at least, I guess, give your shout-outs and everything real quick. But don't give out your links and shit. We got to wait till your actual interview for
that,
all right?
No, never that.
So just go ahead and give your shout-outs right now.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my kids, Amira, Zion. Love y'all. My relatives and stuff. Really more like my prayers, like, you know, because all the things that's going on right now, you know,
right.
I'm more like, let me do my shout-outs with prayers. My prayers to people out in Connecticut. My prayers to the family. You heard about the dude in New York that got shot in the head, you know. And
people get shot in the head every day, but what happened with the dude that gets shot in the head?
It was on the news.
Time?
Something happened in New
see,
York, and
exactly
they came in Times Square.
See, this is why I don't like watching the news, because the news is nothing but bad shit, and it's real bad shit. You know what I mean? That's why I watch. People always get on me about watching cartoons and shit. It's like, yeah, I watch cartoons, but, I mean, it's violent, it's provocative, it's this, it's that, whatever. But, you know what I mean, it's a cartoon.
No, it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel you. Shout out to that Boondocks. I love the Boondocks. Especially.
You know, nothing about the Boondocks.
I love everything about the Boondocks.
I mean, I fuck with, like I said, I fuck with Boondocks. I fuck with Family Guy, American Dad, Robot Chicken, Black Dynamite. I'm about to get some new Black Dynamite drops.
Okay.
Like, I got. Y'all know about Black Dynamite.
When was this one that Snoop Dogg did? I think it didn't last long, though. Some kind of cartoon my friend used to tell me about. I don't remember.
I don't know. I got to check. Like I said, if y'all know any cartoons out there, send me the links. I'm always looking for a new cartoon.
Wait, and I'll be putting links of Boondocks on my Facebook and stuff all the time. Nobody never like. I'll be like, y'all whack.
Yeah, they whack. They don't know about that. Like I said, over here on Bang On Radio, like I said, everybody love the Boondocks over here. Like I said, We seem to attract the realest people, so that's why it's reality radio over here. But I'm sorry, I'm just cutting you all off during your prayers and shout outs. Keep going.
No, it's okay. Just for that, mainly Connecticut. That was just too sad. Like, that's horrible. And shout out to my Uncle Snoop Watts.
Thank you.
Dagger.
Thank you.
Nice show you got going. First time checking it out, and I'm liking it. So keep up the good work.
I'm trying.
Yeah, that's very good. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Well, Sassy, like I said, we're going to set that up, like the proper interview and everything like that. So make sure you're ready and you're prepared, okay? But then besides that, you're always willing to come through. You know where I'm at now, so holla at me.
Got a new fan now. I'm there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And don't forget to talk about the show. Like I said, spread the word. Let people know what's up. Because like I said, if you like it, then you might know somebody else that like it. So they'll tell them, and they maybe may tell somebody else. Like I said, we try to blow this up. All right,
okay.
Everybody. And that's all. And that's the only thing that I ask from anybody is just that they talk about the show. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
That's it. But thanks for hanging out with me tonight. All right.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
And then, oh, man, y'all, of course y'all know who I am, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Shouts out, like I said, again, start off with the boss lady, as always, Topaz Lachey, because, again, with none of this, without her, none of this would even be going on. Shouts out to all independent artists. Y'all see these ladies out here, man. Y'all see the music I'm playing. Y'all hear these slappers, man. This is what I like. This is what I enjoy, and I'm glad to be here with y'all doing this. All right, and then last but not least, like I said, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show. Like I said, Sassy checking in for the first time, Gabby checking in for the first time, and they like it, and they're going to come back. We're going to set up some more things. Like I said, that's what it is. Anybody that's listening, that's tuned in, I mean, I'm trying to give y'all a place to go or something to listen to that'll just, like I said, just if you're anything like me, you're just trying to get through the week, you know, because there's a lot of shit going on. You're just trying to stay out of the bullshit. I give y'all something on Sunday so we can get y'all week started off the right way. I follow it right up on Monday with nothing but music so we can really get into the week as we should. Wednesday night, Hump Nights with Dagger Queen V, Hump Nights, you know what I mean? Adult Matters and Adult Topics on Wednesday to try to get y'all, you know, re-energized to make it the last 2 days. And, of course, Fuck You Fridays, all right, so y'all can let off some frustration before the weekend gets here. Like I said, I'm doing this for y'all, man. Doing it for myself as well, because like I said, I need Jesus. I need help as well, too. So we all in this together. But if we don't do this together, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, if none of this shit happens, then, well, I'm not going to say none of this shit is going to happen, because it is going to happen. So just keep doing what y'all got to do, all right? Talk about the show, spread word about the show, sending in your music, brand new music all day, beauties of the week. Ladies, get at me, send me a pic, send me your bios, everything to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Simple, easy. That's where you can always holler at me, and that's where you can always set anything up, all right? So, like I said, that's it. We'll see y'all next Sunday, of course, 7 to 9 every Sunday. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Triple M Show from 7 to 9, where there's nothing but music, no talking, and nothing but independent artists. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 with my co-host Queen V. And, of course, Fuck You Fridays, every Friday from 6 to 8, all right, where it's just all talk, where we just let off whatever we got to let off. And we holler at it, and we talk about it, all right? Because the weekend is no time for bullshit, all right? So, yeah, bang out. We'll see y'all later.